This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A Nebraska State Patrol troopers arrested a Colorado man after locating 116 pounds of marijuana processing material during a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Dawson County. This is from the always obey the law when you're breaking the law.
Always follow the rules.
Yeah, that's right. On Sunday around 2:30 p.m., a trooper observed a westbound vehicle speeding on I-80 near mile marker 238. During the traffic stop, the trooper detected a marijuana odor coming from the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed approximately 116 pounds of marijuana resin, wax, vape, and according to the troopers,
those would be the processing materials.
Yeah, it also located items for processing marijuana into smaller portions. The driver, Dylan Worrell, who's crying in his mugshot, by the way, Colorado.
No, I think he's just really high.
No, look at, yeah, a little bit of both. That's a good point. He could be really high.
Yeah, I think he's high.
Yeah, okay. Was arrested for, I love this, since he had 116 pounds, but you can't have more than a pound. Was arrested for possession of over a pound. By 115 pounds, he was over of marijuana.
If you're going to go over, you might as well go over.
Right. Yeah, and he was speeding, man.
Oh, and he didn't have his drug tax stamp. Who do you know, and where would one go to get a drug tax stamp?
Well, since it's legal in certain places, you know, maybe he's allowed to drive it.
I don't think you need the drug tax stamp in the legal places.
Oh, yeah, you do, because you got to pay taxes.
Taxes, yeah, it's
taxes. I thought that was completely different.
I'm sure if you're selling it, if you have that much, selling it, you're going to sell it, and you're going to have to pay taxes on it.
So somebody who grows it and sells it to a dispensary, he would need a drug tax stamp?
Probably.
I don't know
how that works. Yeah,
this guy looks very high and sad.
It's high and sad. I think he's high and he's bummed out.
But the drug tax
you
stamp.
You would be. You have 116 pounds of weed in your car and it's not allowed.
That used to exist when there was no legal weed. And then they could just get you on another charge. That you were selling weed and not paying taxes
on
it. Yeah,
that's legal now. Most places, most cool places, legal.
I've never heard about that. I guess that would apply to cocaine, too. It was a drug tax stamp, and then they would tack another charge on, because obviously you're not giving the IRS
a check. Well, this guy was he had over a pound.
Yes.
Yeah, he had 115 pounds over a pound.
And it really looks like they went, can we get the guy who totally looks like he would be driving with 116 pounds of weed
he's a white dude.
Give him the 116 pounds of weed?
He's a white dude. His hair looks like me in the morning. And he's high as hell. His eyes are high as hell.
Like, this is straight out of Central Casting. Like, let's pick the stonerest dude we can find and give him all the weed.
Dude, I'll do it.
They went, yep.
Don't get high.
It's you.
And wear a hat.
I'm curious how fast he was going to get busted for speeding.
Well, that's Western Nebraska, right?
Yeah,
so,
but
near Lexington. Is it 80?
Yeah, it makes, it's 80, but no, it's 75, but I normally.
They might have profiled.
Drive that stretch.
He wasn't brown or,
82 miles an hour. No, he also had Colorado license plates.
But Colorado's the next state over. Aren't you allowed to come into the state?
Yeah, but.
I guess nobody really wants to come into Nebraska. It's easier the other way
Zane
around.
Lived in Denver and he would drive to Omaha.
Looked like that kid, basically.
He would get pulled over all the time.
Yeah. He looked like that kid, too, with his hair.
Yeah, kind of.
A lot, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And none of the reports say how fast he was going, just that he was pulled over for speeding.
Yeah. If you're a cop and that guy passed you, or you just passed him, you look over at his eyes, you go, oh, this guy's got something going on.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
Out of the car, long
weed,
hair.
You can smell weed from his hair.
Whatever.
His eyes,
cautionary tale is if you have more than 1 pound of marijuana, especially if you have 116 pounds of marijuana, go right around the speed limit and don't smoke dope in your vehicle.
Well, I think that car might have smelled anyway without smoking it.
Well, then you got to get that stuff vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
Just a poor effort.
It's got to suck when they start searching your car. You're like, I hope they don't find 116 pounds of weed in there.
Yeah, even if it's in a wheel well or even if it's secured some crazy way in the car, they're going to find
it. They're finding that.
If he was operating on his own, but there's probably some guy, some investor, that's very disappointed in this guy.
Yeah. Well, I bet you it's not like some mob thing. It's just a dude that had a lot of weed.
Oh, no. There's some guy that probably financed
that.
Guy's
mad. Yeah, he's not going to be dead.
Yeah, he's probably working for a guy, and that guy's pretty mad now because he shelled out money for 116 pounds.
Yeah, well, that guy also sent a stoner in the car.
Well,
I don't think it's a really tight organization.
Thought he could count
Let's just dude here. Look at him. Who looks the highest? Yeah. This guy. Okay, you go.
He looks trustworthy.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe Dylan's had a couple successful runs, so.
Yeah.
Let's send him out there again.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hutchinson. You can buy drug tax stamps at the post office in Kansas. I wonder if you buy some of those, if you get put on some kind of watch list.
Are those forever stamps?
I don't know.
If they sell them, that means that for people that actually, and there's some sort of hemp down there and stuff, isn't there? I mean, there's probably all that same thing stuff that Nebraska has.
The Delta stuff.
I don't know.
So if you have your drug tax stamps and you get caught selling cocaine, because you have the stamps.
I don't know if cocaine's covered with the stamps.
Well, it's a drug. It just says drug.
I thought it was weed.
Then they can't repo your house or whatever the financial penalties might
be. That's a great question. I don't know.
It's got to be tough because if you're going to try to pay taxes on it, you can't just put cocaine profits on your tax return.
Just show up at the cops today and ask.
Well, you bought
a bunch of cocaine in a car. Where did I find a tax?
Here's $3,000. This is for my cocaine taxes.
It says drug tax stamp.
It's real?
So it's got to
be. It must be for weed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anybody who's ever purchased a drug tax stamp because most dealers I know don't do that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the way the law is worded in this state. Yeah. And it says requires individuals to purchase and affix tax stamps to illegal drugs, a law in effect since 1990. This is primarily used as a prosecution and enforcement tool that, rather than a revenue-generating mechanism, with only 225 stamps purchased in roughly 30 years. So, it's just another charge to be able to throw at you if you're...
But if you have the stamp...
It's just dumb.
They can't throw that charge
at
you?
They can't take your property or something, like what Jason said. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you just try it today? Go out some and just put it on your little baggie.
Just put it on your baggie of weed.
Yeah.
We're talking to somebody who may have purchased the drug stamp.
Oh, of course we have.
The drug tax stamp.
Yeah.
And purchasing the stamp does not make the drugs legal or provide immunity from prosecution.
Just type it to your...
But it saves you some other penalties.
To your doobie, you potheads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrap it around your doobie.
And how much is the drug tax stamp?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
And does it depend upon
the... You should buy the forever ones, like you said.
Right.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
The volume that you're dealing?
Yeah, tax rates, marijuana, $100 per ounce or portion thereof. Controlled substance by weight, $150 per gram. Controlled substance by dosage, $500 per 50 doses.
$100 an ounce taxes?
Yep.
Hell, you can get an ounce for $150.
Yeah. I know a guy.
Well, yeah. $250 with the taxes.
Yeah.
But if you don't buy it, then they can...
What kind of snake does he have?
Exactly.
They can take your car.
Well, this says it's a class 4 penalty, up to 5 years in prison and or a $10,000 fine.
Isn't it funny they can you get caught with it, but you have the tax stamps. Like, okay, well, we don't have you on that, but we got you on all this drugs you had on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then state...
That's just dumb, man.
State may place a lien on dealer's property to collect the tax.
That's what Jason was saying, right?
In addition to the tax, a penalty equal to 100% of the tax owed is imposed. So, yeah, they just double you up with all kinds of fines.
So probably a smart thing to buy the tax stamps. That way you don't lose your property.
But then aren't you also saying to the state, hi, I have illegal drugs?
Yeah, they're not following you out of the room.
You don't think so?
Aren't you kind of outing yourself?
Hey, it doesn't sound like...
Do you think they care?
Right, a lot of people buy them.
Administrative buildings, do you think they care?
Like walking into the DMV, nobody cares. No, those who buy them, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of them, are probably pretty easy to keep track of.
Yeah. 225
Some of those guys might be buying them for legal purposes too, Todd. For just having a store that sells Delta.
No.
This is only
for illegal drugs.
Okay.
This is you purchase and affix these tax stamps to illegal drugs.
This person wants to stay above the law, except for the drug part.
Yeah. that part of the law.
Yeah, that part.
They're breaking every other part of the law.
I got to do my fair share to help the economy. I'll
except
pay for the taxes.
For the tax stamp.
Is it more likely that the post office yanks your weed if you send it with the drug stamp? You just put that on it? Put that on the package. Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe there's not actually a postage stamp.
Oh, it's a postage stamp. Just put it on your letters, your postcards, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we have always mailing postcards out anymore, aren't we?
Well, you lick the drug stamp, it should get you a little high.
There you go.
Yeah.
It should be like a dab.
Right.
Yeah. You lick it, and you just, you're going, and then it's like an eight-hour trip. Right?
They should make it out of a blotter. You know?
Yes.
And then you drop some acid on your drug stamp.
Totally.
That's a drug stamp.
You lick it to affix it to the envelope or the drugs. Do you put it on your bag of drugs?
Yeah, it says you affix it to the illegal drugs.
Okay. Right.
Look, I've legally paid the tax on my illegal drugs.
You got a seal of Coke, and on the other side, your stamp on there. Yeah, I've always asked that when people would open their seal of Coke. You want a line? Sure. You got a stamp on that? Okay, cool. I don't want illegal Coke.
Right. Want to make sure.
We're above board while we're snorting this Coke in the back of your car at this club.
Because the way that was worded, you not only have to say, hey, I have illegal drugs, but here's how much. The tax is based on how much you have. So you're just walking into some state agency saying, here's how many illegal drugs I have.
Well, this came up because a guy... was driving from Colorado with 116 pounds of weed paraphernalia and vapes and dabs and wax and everything. And he didn't have any stamps. Plus, he had 116 pounds of weed in the car, and only allowed to have a pound, right, Todd? Mm. Less than a pound? Is that still a...
Oh, I think it's less than...
In Nebraska, you'd be in trouble with any... You could get in trouble for anything.
Yeah, yeah. I think if it's more than an ounce...
Well, it's because it's a good life there, Nick. Yeah.
Less than an ounce is a misdemeanor. More than an ounce is not.
Oh, yeah. No wonder why it's more than a pound.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
All right.
This guy's arrest is really going to affect the string cheese incident show he was on his way to.
Well, and it does say that most of the time that charge is brought up, it's exactly what that dude was doing, drugs on the interstate.
Right.
It's just an extra charge that they know that they can throw on and hit him with just because they were running drugs. Kind of
what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to get your drugs from one place to another?
Not
get caught.
You gotta
drive them, yeah.
He's going to have a hard time.
He was better off mailing
them
separately in just certain increments, and that would up, because people get weed in the mail all the time anymore. You know.
Well, it all goes back to what you said, Tyler. It's the follow the rules when you're breaking the law.
Well, he was speeding, but
don't
he also,
speed.
Yeah, but
don't speed. Don't have a broken tail light. Right.
Clean off your license plate.
Right. Yeah.
Make sure the lights are working.
I drove without a license for 3 months. You know, all those years ago, because I lost it through a couple speeding tickets over lad.
But he was simply guilty.
And I stopped at every stop sign. I went under the speed limit. Every turn signal, I would get in my car and make sure all my turn signals worked. I did that for 3 months with no drugs in the car, just knowing that I shouldn't be driving because, you know, I lost my license. And I remember doing it every time and just sweating my ass off thinking, oh, I got to do this
every responsible
time.
Very responsible of
you. I was responsible of you. I had to get to work.
Except
you're probably never a better driver.
License.
Yeah.
From the guy who had a full-size George Foreman grill because he was too paranoid, that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 If I were going to move a bunch of drugs, I would want to drive a van that said, like, St. Bethany's Church of Helping Orphans on the side or something.
Yeah, but this guy was guilty of was having a Colorado.
You in the car now.
He had a Colorado license plate. I guarantee you that's how he got profiled because his license plate said Colorado.
Yeah, and then the cops.
And look at him. It was mugshot.
Well,
they saw him at all. They passed him, looked at him.
And then the cop hung with him long enough till he hit, 3 miles an hour over the speed limit. And then,
is why you do that. You know, I watched the Clint Eastwood, the Mule movie. He was a great mule because he was just an old guy in a pickup truck, man. And that was based on a true story. And then when they did catch him, I think he spent like 6 months in jail. I think that's how that movie ends.
That's it.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Something like that. He didn't get much.
And he's like, life?
Yeah. But yeah, they didn't stop that guy. He was an old dude, you know. In a pickup truck. He didn't have a bunch of weed in the back. Yes, he did. That's a good movie, though. You ever seen it?
No, I never watched that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a quick watch, too. It's not that long.
But it is a good idea. I mean, pick the most unsuspecting-looking mule you can.
Dave from Kansas says, several years ago, I was picked on jury duty. We had a guy coming from Arizona to Kansas City hauling 5 pounds of meth. Got a charge of no drug tax stamp.
Jeez.
The lady overseeing the juror said that he needed to get the stamp in advance before driving through Kansas to avoid that charge. So they got him on that. You didn't have a stamp on your
meth. I would have got out of that jury duty easily. Yeah. Who here does drugs? You just raise your hand. Okay.
No.
I excuse Mr. Tyler. Okay.
Right. Right. Do you have drugs here?
That's how I got out of the one time I was on there. Who hates lawyers? I raised my hand. Okay. We went that guy going. Then you're off the jury. Then you're off.
Yeah, the one time I went for jury duty, I never even got a chance to give an excuse.
Yeah.
I just didn't get my random number called, and then
I did. I
they let you go.
Yeah. I never win anything but that. But I got out. Yeah. They haven't found me yet here. You know, if you're registered to vote, it's how they find you. Yeah. And I'm registered to vote here, but I'm guaranteed they're going to call my ass someday. Yeah.
I would like to get one of those letters. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I know people want to do it, but it was a situation where I wanted to do this more.
Yeah,
and if you could have got on a jury in some big case and you're sequestered, yeah, your job's screwed. You know,
they've got insurance to sell. It would be interesting if it was just like a short thing.
Yeah, I think so too, but I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't understand how they do the months long trials.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
But that's a lot of lunches.
Yeah, and a lot of bosses are dicks about it too. You know. You know, they would be.
But they can't fire you.
You've got to get kicked off
the
jury.
They can't fire you, but it can affect your work, and you could get fired because you're not, you know, if Todd and I weren't on the air for 2 months, affect the work, then it could fire you. So I'm going to lie. No, I didn't lie. I did hate lawyers at the time because the lawyers were trying to sue me and Todd.
Except for the ones I know.
Yeah.
I hate lawyers.
No, I got good friends that are lawyers, and they help me out a lot. But you know, in general, you raise your hand, say, I have a problem with lawyers. There's too many frivolous lawsuits. And that's the thing I was on, a frivolous lawsuit kind of case. And they eliminated me. Yeah.
You should have raised your hand and be like, I hate lawyers. Sometimes they call holding when it's not.
Yeah.
Damn it. That wasn't holding.
They do that a lot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.